Hi, I'm Dr. Kunal Sikand and I'm a radiologist in Dehradun, and I wanted to talk about the importance of screening for cancers. So being safe on the roads is as important as screening for cancer, and it plays a significant role in detecting cancer early. So what are these cancer screenings? These are actually medical tests which are performed on individuals who have no signs or symptoms of the disease, and they can lead to detection of something which is sinister or which is yet to come in. So for example, like cervical cancer is totally preventable. All you need to do is just to take a shot, which is the HPV vaccine, and you have the pap smear test which helps in detecting the HPV virus, which can lead to this. Similarly, you have breast cancer screenings, like you have mammograms and breast ultrasounds, which can help to detect lesions early before you feel any lumps. So less than 45 years of age, it is the breast ultrasound which is performed, and more than 45 years of age, the mammograms are usually performed. Similarly, for oral cancer screening, it's most important to that you should visit your doctor when you have a non-healing ulcer or if you have white or red patches in your mouth. Now, cancer screening for the colon, high-risk individuals should be convinced to go in for colonoscopy. And if you are 45 years and above or have a family or a history to develop this kind of cancer, then you have to go in for a colonoscopy earlier. Chronic smokers, people who've smoked more than 10 to 20 cigarettes a day for more than 10 years fall under the high risk category, and we can do a low dose CT scan of the chest to screen you for lung cancers. Similarly, you have a serum PSA for your prostate, and of course there is a lot of importance these days in physical activity, in controlling your blood pressure, diabetes, having a good amount of sleep, which all of these factors decrease the risk factors for you to develop cancer. Now, what are the other risk factors which I wanted to highlight? So talking about tobacco in the form of cigarette, bidi, smokeless tobacco like gutka, kheni, pan masala, it can be hazardous if you have a high usage, and it does lead to a lot of stomach, throat, mouth and bladder cancers. One should limit the alcohol consumption, as alcohol has been linked to a lot of different types of cancer, and long-term and excessive use and abuse of alcohol, especially when used with tobacco, can be detrimental. Now, I spoke about being physically active. Try to at least have 7 to 8,000 steps a day. Have more proteins, less of carbohydrates. Try to get in your active days at least 5 to 6 times in a week. Maintain a healthy body weight and try to protect against infections like the human papilloma virus, especially in women, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, which have been linked to liver problems. And these are the ways in which you can help in living long and healthy. So environmental risks, exposure to hazardous environmental toxins, try improving the quality of your indoor air, use safe equipment while at work. So you have to make prevention in your day-to-day practice. If you can imbibe this and you can inculcate in day-to-day life, you can live a long and healthy life. So common warning signs which we must be aware of is unexplained weight loss and constant fatigue. These are mostly people in the elderly age group above 60 years who can present with this problem. Any lumps or bumps in the body, any long-lasting pain which does not improve over time, especially over the bones and the back. Any changes in your bowel or urinary habits could be signs of something sinister. Unusual bleeding or discharge, like you have blood in sputum or you have bleeding between the periods or after menopause, all signs which need to be addressed. Any change in your skin moles or any changes in your skin also needs to be checked. Any persistent cough or hoarseness, which is heavy voice or difficulty in unexplained voice change should also be tested as one of the symptoms of something sinister developing. So I've spoken about the diagnostic tests, and we at Sikkan Diagnostics are happy to help with the imaging services and lab testing for proper identification of the health conditions at an early stage, as this will help your doctors, your physicians, your surgeons to monitor your disease and to prevent a potential disease from coming in.